This morning brought to you by the Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home and by Tallgrass Motors.
Is it time to start thinking about a new car? But the thought of dealing with the large dealerships is just too intimidating, too confusing? There is an easier way. Tallgrass Motors. Tallgrass Motors doesn't play all the confusing games the large dealerships play. Tallgrass Motors has continually been voted Bartlesville's best used car dealer year after year. Go by Tallgrass Motors today and enjoy looking at over 60 used cars, trucks, and SUVs, all priced to save you money. Tallgrass Motors, Highway 75 North in Bartlesville.
AM 1400, 93.3 FM, K1, and we are talking Bartlesville Public Schools, Superintendent Chuck McCauley, and Bartlesville School Foundation Chairman, Chief... What's your title, Blair?
Executive Director.
Thank you very much. Blair Ellis with us this morning. I knew that I was going to fumble around or I could ask Blair. So Blair knows all. Good morning. Good morning, Mr. Colley. How are you today, sir?
Good morning. We're doing great. How are you?
It was a good day. It's nice to see the sunshine after talking about tornadoes last night.
That's exactly right. And it's good to see you, Charlie. It's good to spend some time with you here again.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much. At least renewing some acquaintances for a while. And, we'll talk baseball later. But with the battle of the home field advantage between Cardinals and Cubs anyway.
Yeah, they just need to keep playing all those games in Chicago. I think that'd be best.
Well, unfortunately, the schedule's already set, so we'll see how it works. I think it comes out even, so maybe it'll be a 500 season between
it. Could be.
Yeah, anyway, a productive school board meeting Monday night. Started off with a donation.
That's exactly right. We started off with it's really a follow-up from our last month. Last month, Blair and the foundation, and I'll let Heartland Steel for Thunder, but part of that was Arvest. They're one of our major folks that donate to us, and they're the Arvest Foundation. They donate directly to the school, mm-hmm. and they had a $15,000 check that they donated to Bartlesville Public Schools, so we're very thankful for their support. We're using those funds to help meet our need for our Project Lead the Way launch expansion, which I'll let Blair talk about. Probably a good segue into that.
Sure. So, at the May school board meeting, we presented a check to the district for $100,000, which is was our funding target for this past year to fund the final two phases of implementing the Project Lead the Way launch mm-hmm. Elementary STEM curriculum into our elementary schools. And so this kind of wraps up our fundraising efforts. We've been doing it for 3 years. Thanks to the generous support of our community, we've been able to contribute over $300,000 over 3 years to this initiative. So it should be, for the most part, fully funded other than some maintenance and some upgrades that are going to be needed on a continuing basis.
And that funds the whole curriculum, and I think also some training for the teachers to implement. Is that correct?
That's right. It's been a collaborative effort, and I'm really proud of the foundation's efforts because we have a 4-year rollout to get all the modules implemented across the district, kindergarten through the fifth grade, and the foundation chose to the last 2 years of the fundraising effort to combine those, to collapse those, and they're able to meet that target, which is really great for us, helps for our planning and the implementation process.
It sure is, and I think it's so great that kindergarten through fifth grade, every school, every student across the board, starting off so early, kind of reminds me of getting back in the space race that science and math were so important when I was going through school,
sure.
and Sputnik appeared all of a sudden, and we realized we had to catch up.
Right. And what's really interesting seeing this program in action is that it's not just teaching kids how to develop skills they're going to need to be scientists or engineers or mathematicians. It's really teaching them skills that any kid is going to need to succeed in any career. So critical thinking, problem solving, working as a team, trial and error, all of that is going to be useful for any kid, whether you're going to be an artist or a doctor or anything.
Absolutely. It all works so well together. Music was originally a branch of mathematics. So, I mean, it all fits in very well.
That's right, Charlie. And matter of fact, last week they had the Summer Administrators Conference and did a presentation on our STEM implementation program. And the foundation and our community is such a big part of that. I've mentioned before on this show that Project Lead the Way, they've recognized our middle schools both are recognized as distinguished schools, and for the second year in a row, both of our middle schools qualified for that, and that's based off of how many kids are taking the classes, currently enrolled in the STEM classes, and how many of them stay in the program the following year. And we're two of only four middle schools in the state that were recognized. Our high school was the only comprehensive high school to be recognized as a distinguished school for their work in computer science. And then we anticipate, now that we have two full years implementation on the elementary level, we'll continue to expand that next year, that all six of our elementaries will qualify. And so there's less than 50 schools in the country that were named distinguished districts. And we're hopeful that we'll receive that distinction a year from now. So, and it's really been a collaborative effort in terms of pulling that off, in terms of streamlining our resources, and a big part of that's been our foundation and Blair's leadership.
And all the fundraising that you have managed to do, and I'm sure will continue. The foundation, of course, has, over the years, has always been standing right there by the schools, whether it's special projects for a teacher or other things.
Right.
But this one was just a large undertaking for you to get it done.
That's
in four
right.
years.
Yeah, we're really trying to focus on aligning what our funding priorities are with what the district's funding priorities are, because that should be our role.
And it's great to see that. How can people help out? I always like to get the commercial for the foundation.
Sure. So we have an event coming up August 7th. It's our next event. It's the State of the Schools Luncheon, which we hosted last year. It's not only helpful for the foundation because we use it as a fundraiser, but it also gives the community a really great opportunity to hear directly from Superintendent McCulley as he gives a review of the past school year and then gives kind of an overview of some highlights the district's prioritizing for next year. So you can buy tickets to that event on our website, bpsfoundation.org, under our events tab, or you can purchase sponsorships for that event, which we like to see local businesses doing. Again, August 7th, Bartlesville High School Commons, 11:30 to 1. And we actually have our own Bartlesville Public School Child Nutrition Department providing the catering for that event.
Okay, so you get to sample what the students could
sure.
be eating. Good deal.
Yeah, Charlie also mentioned on that too, I like to remind, because there's many folks in our community that maybe their child hasn't been in the high school in a few years or have been out that haven't, would love to see it. You know, they've driven by and see and read about all the expansion and some of the new things facility-wise. And so it's also an opportunity to get into the facility. You know, school is not in session. It's a week before school starts. And we have it in the Commons area, which is a beautiful place to have the event. And also for folks just to walk around, because you don't get the opportunity to do that during the school year, obviously, because we're busy. And so we have many folks that I know last year took advantage of that opportunity after, just to walk around the school. And some folks want to see the STEM lab or the different facilities, and they're welcome to do that.
Well, I remember it was last school year. I don't remember the date, but it was fairly early in the school year. State superintendent held an event there, and her staff commented, "Did you see that STEM lab? Did, you know, have you been around the school?" And it's nice to see the out-of-town reaction to what we take for granted.
That's exactly right. And so, you know, because for folks that are in the system, you know, we just had our first class graduate that had been through a four-year high school, but the majority of our community is still accustomed to different, you know, we've had a different configuration, whether having a two-year high school, and also going back to when we also had two high schools in town where that was college high school, so which we had still have, you know, obviously that's the main part of the building was college high school, so
correct.
And people really enjoy getting to see that. So it's another opportunity to come in and learn and see what's going on with the school, and also see the facility itself.
Yeah, but the effort for the foundation and what they do for the system, I know you don't minimize it a bit, but this particular commitment to STEM really, I think, has been a boost to the schools.
It has been, no doubt. It's been a difference maker for us, and we're able to accomplish this goal during some really tough budget challenges. And as we continue to move forward with the upcoming bond issue, I know we have the maintenance of the project is set aside so that the foundation will not have to fundraise so that we can continue to offer these opportunities for our kids. So really excited about where we are and what we've accomplished, and also with the future.
Well, speaking of bond issue, we'll talk about that and more when we continue on a community connection with Chuck McCulley talking Bartlesville Schools in just a moment.
Let's face it, planning a funeral makes most of us a little uncomfortable. Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home will help you plan ahead and save your loved ones the financial and emotional burdens of making decisions during a difficult time. Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home is experienced and here to help plan services of all faiths, customs, religions, and traditions, including cremation. It only takes a few minutes to give your loved ones peace of mind for a long time to come. Call Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home today.
See Tim Howell and his professional staff at Bartlesville's finest funeral home.
Continuing a community connection on 1400 K1, focusing on Bartlesville schools, particularly Superintendent Jacques McCauley, but Blair Ellis from the foundation in as well. It's a great partnership. It really is.
It really is, and I know we talked about the STEM program, but one thing that the foundation helped us with was our Bruins on the Run program, and I'm going to let Blair talk about that. We had a great year last year and looking to expand that for this year.
We did, yes. So Bruins on the Run is something that we started last year. It's an after-school mentoring and running program for fifth graders. It's a partnership between Run the Streets, which is a well-established running program here in town, and a partnership between us, Run the Streets, and the YMCA, and it was funded last year by a grant from our Bartlesville Community Foundation. And it's a seven-week program where students run 3 days a week after school with their teacher mentors. And then it culminates after 7 weeks with running the Woola Rock 8K. And we got some really great metrics after last year. Improved confidence, improved physical abilities, obviously, improved connections with mentors and peers. So we'd like to offer that again this fall. And we've already committed to actually expanding it. Last year, we just funded Kane and Wayside fifth graders. This year, we're going to expand it to Jane Phillips fifth graders also. So all three elementary school fifth graders that are feeding into Central will be a part of that program this year.
And I assume, and I don't want to carry this too far, that down the road, you would like to get all the schools involved.
So that's kind of what I'm working on this summer, is trying to find some additional funding that would allow us to add in all the East Side schools also, so Ranch Heights, Hoover, and Wilson. And funding is kind of our biggest hurdle. So if any listeners are out there that want to support this initiative, we're saying that $50 will buy a student a pair of shoes, and $250 will sponsor an entire student to do the program. So the program covers all costs of shoes, T-shirts, race registrations, awards and snacks, everything they need to run.
Okay, and of course, if you are qualify for any kind of matching funds, be sure and get the paperwork in on that so
that's
that
right.
250 becomes 500.
That's right.
And Blair, is it for a school, it's come out to about $5,000
a little school? Less than $5,000 a school right now to fund the fifth graders and their mentors for the program.
Wow. Yeah, it's a wonderful program. I know that with the Run the Streets is such a great program, and so really proud of everything that they do for our kids. I know our school employees, Jennifer and I, my wife and I, we sponsored it at a level so all of our school employees could participate in that race just for the cost of the shirt. So I think it was $15. And so last year we had 141 school employees that registered for the race. And so we'll continue to, I've already talked to my staff about we're gonna do that again. And so we've committed to that level because we really believe in the program, think it's great for kids. And it was really one of the highlights for my year, school year last year, just personally, when we were out at the out at Woola Rock. Of course, it's beautiful and in October and such a beautiful setting. And to see all of our staff and then all of our kids that are participating, it was really a wonderful program. And I'd like to see all of our kids have the opportunity to be involved in it. It's such a great, I'm very concerned about the health and well-being of our youth, all of us, but especially our youth, in terms of getting some healthy habits, and what a better thing for them to be doing, being around some quality adult mentors and exercising.
Well, and when it comes to running, it just goes so much better, at least in my experience, if I'm running with somebody.
Sure.
Otherwise, there's a tendency of, okay, I've run enough. I'm going to cut this thing short today. But if I'm with somebody else, there's that somebody next to me to say, no, let's go another, go another couple blocks. You're not done yet.
That's exactly right. And of course, and it's such a, if you've been involved or been to any of the events too, there's such a wide variety of folks when they're running or walking or moving in whatever fashion they can do. And that's the key, is doing the best that you can. I mean, run your race, whether that means you're walking your race or whatever that is, and just getting out and participating. So it's really an exciting program, and hope that we'll be able to expand that for all of our kids.
Okay, sounds like a great idea. And again, so if you'd like to help out, again, with that donation, $50 or $250 or more, get involved and get a hold of Blair, or simply, I assume you can do that online again at the foundation website.
Thank you
very much. You do have a bond vote coming up. We've talked about that, I think, after every school board meeting since the board started talking about.
Sure.
But with two elections this summer, one on July 5th and yours in August, people need to know what's involved.
Yeah, sure. You bet. So we the school bond issue elections on August 13th. And just the first thing, this is we're talking about property taxes, how it's funded. Mm-hmm. And there's no increase. This is keeping our millage level flat. So there'll be no increase in taxes. What we're looking at is really an extension of what we passed in 2016. So that provided funding for 5 years to help us operationally, which includes funding for the next 2 years, okay? So what this will do, this election will be to extend that through 2022 to have the annual funding to help us operationally. You know, we just talked about STEM and all the things that go along with technology. You know, I visited this morning with Granger Metter, our Executive Director of Technology and Communications, and we're going to roll out Chromebooks to every middle school student in Bartlesville here in August. So that's soon. So that this is how that project is funded in terms of our one-to-one initiative and also getting more technology in our elementary schools, our maintenance, transportation, curriculum, textbooks, whether they're electronic textbooks or physical textbooks, all those things can be funded for with bond issue funding. And so we have some of those money set aside for that purpose that helps our general fund. Because, for example, we're always going to be purchasing the textbooks, for example, and if we don't have to use our general fund for that, that helps us to do things like to help with our teacher salaries. So we'll continue. We'll continue with that. We do have a couple projects that we're going to look to pull forward a little bit earlier. With that one, you know, we're adding an ag program for kids. We already have over 100 students enrolled in the program for this upcoming school year, which we're really excited about. This will enable us to build a facility, a classroom space for them before August of 2020. Also, all of our elementaries, it's time for us to replace our teaching whiteboards, our electronic boards and across the district, and we'll be doing that over the next two summers. And also, we need a couple of other facility-wise. Our press box needs to be replaced, and we want to put turf
down. Thank you very much for that.
I know the media is very excited about that, too. So we want to, obviously, it's, you know, 65 years old, and it's time. And we also have the Lion Foundation has stepped up to fund a third of that replacement. And also we put down some artificial turf for Dungeness Stadium and also our softball field, which obviously with the weather in Oklahoma and when the season's, it helps us with our playability. So those are some things that we will do. We will advance funds. So on all of these things will be with no tax increase. And our long-term plan would be that we're coming forward with these bond issues that are really smaller in number in terms of the size of them, but every couple of years so that we have the flexibility to make sure we're meeting the needs of our kids.
Speaking of facilities, the board voted to declare the Will Rogers Center as surplus.
That's right.
And I know the community should know, we've publicized it, that really the schools, other than some server equipment, the facility for the last couple of years has been home for Paths to Independence.
That's right. PTI, Paths to Independence, is a great partner with us. Our private school working with kids with autism, or on the autism spectrum. And a great program. Claire Bartley is our executive director, is a former teacher for us, and she does a wonderful job. We really support their program. We've been renting that facility to PTI. They were in an old church, and so we just finished up. They'll be starting their third year of being in the facility because all that we had was our technology department. And so it made sense for them to use the facility, use the school. But as we've gone through the bond process in terms of our planning, we've realized that we really don't need that facility any longer. If we were to have some growth where we needed to expand square footage, we would simply add on to some schools. We wouldn't want to open a new school because of the administrative overhead. So working with PTI, we think it's time for us to start that process. Our board took action to declare a surplus, which is following our board policy. We do plan to take sealed bids on that. We haven't set a date for that. We have to go through and get an appraisal. Mm-hmm. It'll probably be later this summer where we will do that. But we do anticipate that PTI will be making a bid on purchasing that property.
Okay. Well, again, more on that as things move forward. But again, the partnership with the foundation, you know, it's a wonderful thing for the students. And thank you so much for getting the community further involved in what goes on in Bartlesville Schools.
Absolutely.
That's a community connection this morning. Again, if you would like to get involved with the running program or either of the fundraising or, for that matter, with the event coming up in August, Blair, is that a reservations needed event for the one?
It is. You have to purchase tickets in advance. There'll be no tickets sold at the door. I think the deadline for ticket sales is July the 25th, so tickets and sponsorships need to be purchased before then. And again, the best way to do that is through our website, bpsfoundation.org, or by calling the ESC, and I'll talk to them.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
What's the first day of school?
August 15th. That's
wow.
Right. We have the bond elections on August the 13th. And so right now, we encourage everyone to get registered to vote so that they can vote in that. And then our teachers report on August the 12th, and our kids will come on the 15th.
That's our community connection this morning, talking Bartlesville Schools on AM 1400. Blair Ellis and Chuck McCauley this morning for our community connection, brought to you by the Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home and by Tallgrass Motors.
This is news from the Oklahoma News Network.